Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday evening. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We're going to talk to Emily Gold-Mears, author of the book Optimizing Your Health. Did you know 60% of American adults have at least one chronic disease? 40% of Americans have at least two chronic diseases. 40 to 50% of Americans over the age of 60 are on one or more prescription drugs. Clearly, our medical model is failing us. Clearly, we have a very low PQ. You've all heard of IQ. IQ is a measurement of intelligence, mental intelligence. Some of you folks have heard of something called EQ. EQ is a measurement of emotional intelligence. But nobody's ever heard of PQ, because I made it up. PQ is physical intelligence. We have a mental intelligence, we have emotional intelligence, and we have a physical intelligence. Unfortunately, most of us have a very low PQ. Present company excluded, because you're listening to this program, and this program is all about elevating our collective PQs. Our low PQ, our cultural and societal low PQ, our generational low PQs have led to a situation where we're spending 25% of our national budget, over $1 trillion on health care, and we are the sickest culture in the history of mankind. Clearly, there is a disconnect, and that disconnect is we don't understand our bodies, and the people we're trusting to help us understand our bodies, A, don't understand it either, and B, don't understand them, our bodies, plural, don't understand them, and B, have been brainwashed and hoodwinked by the pharmacomedical model, which brainwashes and hoodwinks medical professionals at a very young age, in college. And if our medical professionals are brainwashed and hoodwinked, what does that say about us? Present company excluded. So we'll talk to Emily Gold-Mears about optimizing your health, what we can do ourselves to be our own health authorities, to take care of our own bodies without drugs, without interacting with a medical model that by every objective measure, has been a complete and utter failure when it comes to dealing with chronic degenerative diseases. Optimizing Your Health is a book. Emily Gold-Mears is the author. She's a citizen scientist, research analyst, as well as a former attorney. And now she advocates for those seeking information on optimizing one's health. Her book, Optimizing Your Health, Emily Gold-Mears. Bottom of the hour, your calls. Next segment, 844-236-6010. All right. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my website. So you know where to go, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Thank you to everybody who attended our fun event at Truth Skin Health. Laboratories, TruthRx Dermatology Pharmacy, and TruthRx Laboratories today. We had a great event, and we're going to be doing, if you're in the Colorado area, or even if you're not in the Colorado area, we're going to be doing events every couple of weeks in my lab in Broomfield, Colorado. Call 866-735-2470. That's the number for the Brightside Ben phone team. For more information, 866-735-2470. You can call that number if you want to order longevity products. You can call that number, 866-735-2470, if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. Longevity, of course, is more than nutritional supplements. Longevity is really about PQ, elevating PQ. And more than that, even. It's more than supplements. It's more than PQ. It's about inspiration. I was on a call. Longevity company does these inspirational calls. Distributors do these inspirational calls. There's a couple guys. One guy, shout out to Dr. Luis Arriaza, who's just an amazingly inspirational chiropractor and a big player in longevity. And he does these wonderful, wonderful, inspiring calls. We need more inspiration, man. If you're watching the news, and you shouldn't be watching the news because there's nothing new on the news and there's nothing good on the news, or you're obsessed or freaking out about the world situation, about the economy, and about the war here and wars there, and you know, all it seems like the world is falling apart at the seams. You feel like that. Everybody feels like that. You're not alone. That's why we need inspiration. And longevity and the longevity distributors are about inspiration. This is an inspirational company. I got into what's called self-help today. I don't know. Maybe they don't call it self-help. They call it personal development. I got into self-help in the late 1980s. I was depressed. The only time in my life I was depressed was in the late 1980s. I was in my late 20s. And I was depressed, and I was not feeling good. I hated being a pharmacist. I didn't really like what I was doing. Had financial obligations. I was just not a happy camper. And then one day I was walking through this gift store, and I found a tape. It was a tape put out by a company called Career Track, and it was about changing your career. It was about how you build your career, how you change your career, how you develop your career. And that was the first time I heard about self-help, about personal development, and I was hooked. I was a junkie, and to this day, I'm a personal development junkie. And I'm telling you, if you are depressed, or you're in the dumps, or you're feeling pressured, economic pressure, or you're feeling any kind of angst, the world is filled with angst. I like that word, angst, because it says so much. In just five letters, A-N-G-S-T, says so much. Y'all know what angst means. If you're feeling any kind of angst, that means you will have an inspiration deficiency. You have an IDD. An inspiration deficiency disease. Angst is when we're not inspired. The sense of angst is counteracted. It's neutralized. It's healed by inspiration. Inspiration can come in the form of self-help. Inspiration can come in the form of religion. Inspiration can come in the form of suffering. Inspiration can come in the form of purpose. But we have a lack of inspiration. Longevity is about inspiration. Yes, it's wonderful products and it's a wonderful message. But it's really about inspiring people. And if that sounds good to you, if you want to be inspirational, we have a business opportunity for you. If you want to be inspirational, I can help you in your business. Longevity can help you. If you want to inspire your friends, inspire your family, inspire your loved ones, inspire yourself to be a better person, the longevity business opportunity is something you want to at least take a look at. Call 866-735-2470 for more info. 866-735-2470 or join the team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, so I want to continue talking about this whole idea of electrification. I've been reading this this incredible biochemist's work. Her name is May Wan Ho, MAE-WON-HO. She's passed on. I think she passed away a couple years ago. But her work is just unbelievable. I'm reading a paper now about the nature of structured water inside the body. And I've read one of her, she has multiple books, but my favorite book of hers is something called The Rainbow and the Worm. The Rainbow and the Worm, I'll tell you what that title means here in a second, is a book that in the most rigorous, scientific, and yet easy to understand fashion teaches how the body is electrified and how good health is the end result of this electrification of the body. The Rainbow and the Worm refers to an experience that May Wan Ho had when she was in her neurobiology lab looking at a worm. And guess what? She saw a rainbow. That's what the rainbow and the worm is about. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. And we'll get your calls, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. You're listening to The Bright Side. Emily Goldmeier is at the bottom of the hour. Your calls next, right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Bright Side, I'm Farm Spend. Lines open 844-236-6010. We're going to talk to Emily Goldmeier at the bottom of the hour. We're going to discuss her book, Optimizing Your Health. Emily is a
citizen scientist, a former attorney, and she talks about oral health and toxins in the body, toxins in the home. She has some interesting things to say in the book about the supplement business. We'll talk about that as well. And that's at the bottom of the hour. Emily Gold-Mears, your phone calls this segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. So we've been talking about the body electric. We've known about the body electric for about 150 years. Something really interesting happened at the turn of the 20th century. There was a battle between scientists who thought that the body was run primarily by chemistry and other scientists who thought that the body was primarily run by electricity. There's a really interesting book called The Battle of Soups and Quarks, which talks about the battle between the scientists who thought that the body was an electrical system run by quarks and other scientists who thought that the body was a chemistry system run by soup. And of course, the chemistry folks won. That's not to say that those scientists who understand how the body works are dismissive in any way, shape, or form of the electrical nature of the body. It's hard to dismiss the body's electromagnetic properties. We know healing is associated with electromagnetism, healing with cuts and scrapes has an electromagnetic basis. Skin cells generate electrical charges, and when those electrical charges are disturbed, like when you have a cut or a scrape, that disturbance initiates electrical activity that starts the healing process going, kind of like a doorbell. When you press the button on a doorbell, what you're doing is you're disconnecting electricity, or maybe connecting electricity. You're creating a change in electrical flow. You're either short-circuiting it, or you're making a connection. In the case of those that ding-ding that rings when you walk into a 7-Eleven, that's a disconnection. You're actually interfering with the electrical flow when you walk in through the door. A doorbell, I think, actually causes a connection. One way or another, you're changing electrical energy and you're creating a sound. This is how the body heals. You change the electrical energy and actions occur, whether it's in the skin on the outside of the body or whether it's in the bones inside the body. Even embryogenesis, which is how an embryo forms inside a womb, is controlled by an electrical field. It's all about electrical fields. According to Dr. Jerry Tennant, there are 5 major electrical battery systems in the human body. Our bodies run like a battery. A battery is a positive and negative charge that's been separated. You squish a positive and negative charge together, you get neutralization. Nothing happens. But if you can charge separate, or you can separate the positive and negative charge, you get an electrical flow. That's how electricity works. Technically, that's actually called charge separation. And in the body, you have, and charge separation is how you form a battery, and in the body, you have multiple battery systems. Muscles contain battery systems. Muscles that control the organs are like muscles, or like batteries in a light bulb. And just like the batteries in a light bulb make the light bulb go on and off, the batteries in your organs, which we call muscles, make the organs move up and down, whether they're voluntary organs, like your muscles, perhaps, your skeletal muscles, musculoskeletal system, or involuntary organs like your gallbladder. Either way, they're run by batteries. Batteries which take the appearance of muscles. In fact, the muscles are actually stacked on top of each other like batteries are stacked on top of each other. Muscle tissue, that is stacked on top of each other. Muscle tissue/batteries are surrounded with something that we talked about last week called fascia. The fascia controls the flow of electrical energy, much like what is known in the world of electrical components as a semiconductor. A semiconductor kind of controls the flow of energy. And so your muscles function like a battery, your fascia functions like a semiconductor. This should not come as a surprise to anybody who's listened to The Bright Side, because I talk about this all the time, but it may come as a surprise to people who've never heard any of this stuff before. They'd be shocked to know that your body is run by multiple battery systems. Cell membranes act like semiconductors. They control the flow of electrical energy. The cell membrane itself contains charges that allow it to act like a battery. Inside a cell, you have something called ATP. ATP, with its partner ADP, function like a battery. Your DNA acts like a battery. And last, but most certainly not least, what we've been talking about now for several weeks, the structured water in the body acts like a battery. The structured water in the body surrounds the tissues, surrounds the organs, and provides the tissues and the organs and the cells with the energy they need, the electrical energy they need to do their work. Now, is it just electrical energy? Is it just chemical energy? No, it's a combination. It's electrochemical or chemoelectric. The body is a combination of electrical energy and chemical energy. And the whole thing, by the way, the electrochemical system of the body, the electricity and the chemistry in the body are linked together by breathing. That's why breathing is so important. When we breathe, we electrify the body. We electrify our chemistry. Breathing electrifies the chemistry. If you feel tired, if you're depressed, if you think you're aging rapidly, if you just don't feel good, you just feel yucky, that's a classic sign that you are anoxic or hypoxic, meaning low oxygen. And by the way, carbon dioxide is really important. Carbon dioxide, of course, is oxygen, partner in crime, partner, we'll say. And carbon dioxide is important for oxygen, just like oxygen is important for carbon dioxide. They're both important. If you feel low energy, if you feel like you have a cold coming on, if you think you're aging rapidly, if you're depressed, get yourself a breathing app, or even better, just go on YouTube. Look up Wim Hof breathing. That's just one. There's a zillion of them. Find one you like and practice slow, deep breathing. And slow, deep breathing, by the way, is not, it's something you want to learn. You can't, we don't know how to do it. You can make matters worse. You can cause yourself to not feel good by breathing incorrectly. So I highly recommend that you go to YouTube and you find somebody who knows what they're doing, like Wim Hof, W-I-M-H-O-F-F, if you guys don't know who he is. He's got some tremendous breathing exercises. When we don't breathe correctly, our pH drops. You've all heard about how important it is to alkalinize. We've talked about that before. Alkalinization represents an electronic state that's beneficial, a beneficial electronic state. Acidosis represents a very deleterious, dangerous, harmful electronic state. So going from acidotic to alkalotic, or alkalosis, acidosis to alkalosis, is really important. Acidosis is when you feel crappy. Alkalosis is when you feel good. How do you go from acidosis to alkalosis? Oxygen. Breathing. How do you go from low pH to high pH? Oxygen. Breathing. I don't mean high pH, but higher pH. I'm telling you, breathing exercises will change your life. Everybody thinks they know how to breathe. No. Most of us don't have any idea how to breathe correctly. Just something like breathing correctly, learning how to breathe correctly, can drop your blood pressure so you don't need to have a cardiac ablation, or you don't need to be put on a beta blocker. Just something like breathing correctly can give you energy so you don't need coffee first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning is an amazing time to breathe, by the way, to do your breathing exercises. It's so energizing. In the middle of the day, if you're one of those people that needs coffee or Coke or a nap in the middle of the day, that's a perfect time to practice your breathing exercises. When you need a nap in the middle of the day, that's your body saying, we're acid. We're acidotic. Get us some oxygen. Raise that pH. There's other ways to do that, of course, but nothing does it as fast or as effectively as oxygenation. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We've got Emily Gold-Mears coming up at the bottom of the hour, her book, Optimizing Your Health. We shall return right after this.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C, before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
USA News Update. Another unidentified object has been shot down today.
This went over Canadian airspace. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeting that Canadian and U.S. aircraft were scrambled and a U.S. F-22 successfully shot it down. NBC correspondent Dan DeLuce raising the question, why are we seeing so many?
Is this because there's a heightened sensitivity as the U.S. and the Canadian military watch the airspace over North America?
Trudeau said he has spoken with President Biden and Canadian forces will now now recover the object. I'm John Schaefer.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says no more troopers will be disciplined over the response to the Uvalde mass shooting. The DPS investigated the conduct of seven troopers. One was fired and another faces termination. Chiefs linebacker Nick Bolton on when it actually hit him that he's in the Super Bowl.
It really didn't hit me until I probably got walked across the stage, man. I thought I was talking for the first time.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box and a search engine you can use if you want to review a topic or program or share one with a friend or loved one. You'll also find the Longevity products at brightsideben.com, as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our news stories, blog posts, and videos, which are up on criticalhealthnews.com. You'll also find a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and inspire people to take care of their health and provide super powerful, potent, economical, easy-to-use longevity nutritional supplements. Or if you just want to get your longevity supplements at the wholesale price, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Also want to remind you to take a look at our two skin health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, for prevention of post-surgical scarring, for prevention of post-traumatic scarring, for acne, for dry skin, for eczema, melasma, hyperpigmentation. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify it. Healing equals beauty. No surprise there. We all know that, at least present company. We all understand that healthy skin, healthy body means beautiful skin, beautiful body. It's all about health. Health first. Nutrition and health precede beauty, and that's what True Skin Health products are all about. They're nutritional supplements for your skin. They're topical nutritional supplements featuring fat-soluble vitamin C, ionic plant-derived minerals, and retinol in kick-butt doses. We are not playing around at True Skin Health. We're not playing around at True Treatments because, as a pharmacist, I know the dose makes the medicine, and True Skin Health products are pharmacy strength products without the prescription, all born in the pharmacy. Their pedigree is the pharmacy, but you can get them over the counter by going to Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicon, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients in all our Truth Skin Health products. Check them out at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super stoked to talk to our guest today, Emily Gold Mears. Is a citizen scientist. I'm going to have to ask her about that. That sounds very interesting to me. Research analyst, biohacker, and author, and a former attorney, and her book is Optimizing Your Health. And it's all about taking your health back into your own hands, as we say on the Bright Side, being your own health authority. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Emily Goldmears. Hello, Emily.
Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, can you hear me?
I hear you now. Hello, Emily, citizen scientist. What does that mean? What is it? What do you mean by that, citizen scientist?
Well, a citizen scientist is for a term for people who are curious about many of the problems that face society today, and they want to help out by doing research, by volunteering, a lot of different things.
Got it.
And my area is research.
So, in other words, you're a good citizen, but you're applying science to your good citizen work kind of things. Is that right?
Yeah,
okay,
that's
good. All right, good. Because I think we can all be scientists, whether we're citizens or whether we're professionals. Whether we get paid to be a scientist or whether we're just living our life, we should be living our life more scientifically in all fashion, but especially when it comes to health. And I would present that the fact that we don't live scientifically, that we live emotionally, and we live in fear, is really what is behind our health crisis, which has these two kind of opposites at play, where you have all these doctors and all these devices and all these drugs and all these insurance protocols and all of these ways to take care of ourselves, and we're sicker than ever before. It's because we don't really treat our bodies scientifically. Would you agree?
I would agree. And long before the pandemic, I observed that we have a real scientific literacy issue in the country,
yeah.
And that's a shame.
It's a shame.
Everybody should embrace science. It affects everyone, and it's quite fascinating and exciting.
You know, they talk about science, they talk about follow the science and all that. First of all, scientists don't follow anybody. Scientists go with wherever the research is. But I think that there is the scientific method, and then there's scientism. And the scientific method is something that we all need to be employing in our life a lot more than we are. But scientism can be a little misleading. Do you agree? Do you know what I'm saying? Scientism, where you worship science, where science becomes like a god or a religion?
Well, I don't think that anyone should worship anything. I mean, I feel very strongly about that. I think that one should employ critical thinking, and they should learn what there is to be learned and then analyze it and see what's appropriate for them.
Okay, so from a critical thinking standpoint, what accounts for this mess, this healthcare mess that we're in? 60% of American adults, according to your document here, 60% of American adults have one chronic disease, 40%. These numbers are ridiculous when you think about it. For a culture to be this sick, to 40% having two, almost half of Americans have two or more chronic degenerative diseases. What's going on here? What's the bottom line here? What is accounting for this disaster, this healthcare disaster that we're all living through?
Well, part of it, I believe, is bad information. I think the right information is not getting to the people. That, of course, is why I wrote the book, because through my research, I found so many interesting things, many of them free or low cost, that people can do to improve their situation, but there's no financial incentive for the business community to promote them, or the healthcare industry, or the insurance companies. And people need to understand that they must take charge of their health. They have to be their own healthcare advocate. And they can't rely on anybody 100%.
Except themselves.
Except themselves, indeed. Yeah. Exactly right. Because the one thing that's overlooked again and again is that each one of us is genetically and biochemically very different.
That's right.
So what works for one person may not work for you, or may be harmful for you. So one has to know how their body responds to pharmaceuticals, to food, to everything that they do.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, we're so oblivious to how our bodies work that we actually will go to somebody else to take some of the blood out of our bodies and put it in a petri dish and then mix a little milk with that blood and tell us whether we're allergic or not. Like, we're so divorced and so disassociated from our biochemistry that we need somebody else to run a test to tell us what's going on. We can't make the connection between our rashes or our fatigue or our immune issues and the foods we're eating. Simple example.
Well, I do believe that one needs to pay attention to their symptoms, but I'm a big believer in testing. I have a whole chapter in my book on testing because I think that you cannot fix what you can't measure. You need to get a baseline. And to do anything before figuring out what's going on, initially, I think, is not a prudent way to approach things. If you have symptoms, it's a good idea to test and try and identify what is the cause of the symptoms. And sometimes it requires testing to find out.
Here's the issue with testing, though, and you actually brought it up yourself. Biochemical individuality and biochemical specificity negates, or at least partially negates, the kind of results you're going to get for a test, which are based on statistics and reference ranges. And I have a lot of people come to me and they say, oh, the doctor said my thyroid is normal, but their fingernails are breaking and their hair is coming out and they got dry skin. They had all the signs of hypothyroidism, but the doctor said my thyroid is normal, because they're being based against reference ranges. So my whole thing with tests and statistics is we allow our own eyes. It's like that old joke, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? You ever hear that joke? You know, it's like we disassociate from our own experience in lieu of a test score. Hang on to that, because I want to hear your take on that, Emily. So we got to take a quick commercial break. Emily Goldmears is with us. Her book, Optimizing Your Health. I'm pharmacist Ben Moore with Emily Goldmears on The Bright Side right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health.
but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Emily Gold-Mears. Her book is Optimizing Your Health. Emily, before we went to break, we talked about this idea of testing, and I know in your book you have a chapter about it, and you had that quote which you just said, you can't fix what you can't measure, right? And
right.
What about acne, psoriasis, arthritis? How is it that you can't fix those issues on your own? Why do you need to be measured? And the reason I bring that up is, number one, because it seems to me like with biochemical individuality, you can't really get accurate assessments from measurements, given reference ranges, statistics, and all the things that go into determining whether you're high or whether you're low. But even more importantly, and I want to see what you have to say about this, doesn't this idea of testing and functional medicine, which is kind of a catchphrase these days to people in the healthcare world, functional medicine, which is basically testing, doesn't that take the power away from the patient? In other words, doesn't it force the patient to have to interact with an authority who will tell you what your test score is, rather than, you know, determining for yourself what your symptoms are, what your health challenge may be?
Well, so I address this, and I agree in part what you said, that many of the testing reveals results that are based on reference range. And reference range is, by and large, useless, because it's based on population demographics.
Right.
And many of us fall outside of the bell curve.
But here
is where I think the testing is valuable.
Okay.
You have to interact. If you're a layperson, I mean, unfortunately, you will have to interact with some healthcare professional to guide you at the very least. And
to guide you.
Listen to your symptoms.
Yeah.
But your symptoms may not indicate what you can do in terms of treatment or resolving your symptoms. And so what I like about testing is that you get a baseline, as I mentioned, and then you continue testing.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you're able to determine if any of the things you're doing, if the supplements you're taking,
mm-hmm.
or if your diet that you're tweaking isn't working. Because you can have a spreadsheet and you can track the differences in your very own lab work.
Mm. Okay, now I'm glad you brought that up about supplements, because I was going to ask you. You have an interesting take on the supplement industry. Share with us.
Well, I do. First of all, I believe in supplements. I really do. I think that because of the fact that our soil has been degraded so much, it no longer has the same amount of minerals or nutrients that it once had, because of the toxin exposure that we're all faced with, because
stress.
Of medications that people are on, because of stress, because of nutritional issues, that
yeah.
one needs supplements. But
yeah.
having said that, one needs to be prudent in the supplements that they choose. And I know this because I learned the hard way.
Uh-huh.
I would read an article that would say, take this supplement and it will give you good mitochondria. And I thought, I want good mitochondria,
right.
and I would take the supplement.
Yeah.
Until I did further research. And that is what I am a researcher. And I realized that these supplements act synergistically. Everything acts synergistically in our body. Nothing acts alone. So you take one thing and
yeah,
it's affecting
right.
other things. And
yeah.
even something as simplistic as vitamin D should be taken with vitamin K. Because
yeah.
you want to make sure you're keeping it out of your tissues and into the places where you want it. And many of these vitamins and supplements are dependent upon your magnesium levels or
yeah.
your vitamin A levels.
Or calcium.
Or zinc and copper are synergistic. And during
yeah.
the pandemic, everyone was advised to take zinc because it's
yeah.
antiviral. But nobody said, but wait a minute, you don't want
yeah.
your zinc levels to go too high because then your copper levels will fall out of balance.
Right. Yeah, that's,
so,
those are
so
all wonderful
really,
points.
I just believe it's very nuanced. I believe in supplements, but I believe that people have to be prudent.
I say they have to have a strategy. I always tell people, I notice people don't have a strategy when they're supplementing. They're just taking this because their friend took it, this because their mother told them, or their son told them, or this because their neighbor told them, and this because their doctor told them. And they end up with this cobbled together quilted nutritional supplement protocol. There's a little of this, a little of that. There's no rhyme or reason for anything. You got to kind of have a strategy to it. And that takes a lot. You know, you got to study a little bit if you're going to do it, or you got to find somebody who's done it for you. But, you know, there's no getting around the fact that we have to take responsibility ourselves. Would you agree?
Absolutely. That's my whole premise, is that one
yeah.
must become their own healthcare advocate. Gone is the day where we can turn over our healthcare 100% to our doctor. That
yeah.
just doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
and maybe
was.
That's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. One should pay attention. One
Heck
should
yeah.
participate.
Yeah, you know, in a way, our whole culture is going through a deconstruction of our institutions. All of our institutions are kind of breaking apart because we're realizing that institutions don't serve individuals. Institutions,
right.
and there's a built-in dichotomy between the needs of an institution, which is static, institution comes from static, and the individual who's naturally and inherently non-static, always different, always
dynamic.
Changing, dynamic,
yeah.
exactly. So there is that built-in kind of inherent tension between those two aspects, the institution versus the individual. I think we're becoming more individual savvy. We're expressing our power more as individuals, do you think?
I do, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a really good thing.
Because to listen to what your doctor or any healthcare provider suggests to you wholeheartedly without questioning it, without doing a little of your
yeah.
own due diligence,
yeah.
I just don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and you know, in the pharmacy, our worst nightmare as pharmacists was a patient who just took their drugs without looking at the label, who just take them. You always want your patient to be paying attention. It's in your interest
yeah.
as a practitioner to have your patient really paying attention. All right,
of course, and it's in the patient's best interest, too, in case they accidentally
yeah.
take the wrong thing.
Absolutely, 100%. So we talk a lot about water on this program, and water is really interesting to me because it's so important, and it's so easy. It's so cheap, even though we have to pay for it nowadays. Back in the old days, you didn't have to pay for it, but whatever, it's $2 a bottle or something. It's so easy, so cheap. Tell us a little bit about water, and what do you think the best kind of water is?
Well, I think that above all, depending upon where you live, you want to avoid tap water, because in most places, the tap water is not healthy, and one should try and get filtered water, and there's a variety of different levels of filters that one could get. But one of the main functions of water is to aid the transmission and absorption of vitamins and minerals
mm-hmm.
and nutrients
right.
into our cells, making it
yeah.
so important. And it also aids digestion and detoxification and excretion of waste products. So it is a critical component, hydration is, of optimal health. And when we hear about 8 glasses a day, I think that's just an average. And one needs to consider how old they are, how much they weigh, where they live, and what their activity level is. And then, of course,
yeah.
how much they sweat. And
yeah.
all those things. But being well hydrated is critically important.
Do you think thirst is a good indicator?
I think that I've read that by the time you're thirsty, it's too
yeah.
late. You're already dehydrated.
Yeah. How about with meals?
Well, I know that there are different schools of thought. There are some, I think Ayurvedic says that you shouldn't drink during a meal, but rather
yeah.
before and after. I'm no expert in that area.
Okay.
What I do think that one should often do is add minerals and electrolytes to their water.
Yeah, that's
sometimes
right.
Sometimes the water is devoid of any of those.
Not only that, but when you urinate, when you drink, you urinate more and you lose your electrolytes and your B vitamins and your vitamin C. A lot of people are drinking a lot of water. I sometimes wonder how many of those folks are dealing with deficiencies, water-soluble nutrient deficiencies and electrolyte deficiencies from drinking water.
And that's where testing comes in.
That's where testing. Okay, gotcha. That's where testing comes in. All right. So you know what I love most about your book's great, by the way, but what I love most is that you actually did something that I wish more people would do, and that is put places where you can go to get more information, places where you can go to leverage some of these ideas. Like you have Headspace in there, which I absolutely love for meditation, and I consider meditation to be just as important as medication, personally, as a pharmacist. But you have where you can get these red light therapy devices, and where you can get water filtration systems, and where you can get various hydration apps and meditation apps and fasting apps. So it's really a reference source. In addition to being easy to read and just kind of insightful and wise, it's a great reference source.
Well, thank you. Yeah, chapter 19 is my resource chapter, and that took years for me to vet all those products.
Wow.
I mean, I carefully looked into all of them, and I'm very ingredient conscious because I'm worried about chemicals and toxins and things like that. So I tried, just shared what I learned. I thought maybe if I do that, people will heed the advice and they'll get healthier. And
yes.
Who doesn't want to be healthy?
Yes, and your book makes it very easy to get healthy. For people who have a New Year's resolution to get healthy, this is a book that you want to have. Not only does it have wisdom in it, but it also has practical places that you can go to leverage these ideas. Speaking of which, I'm a seafood guy. I love fish. I don't eat a lot of meat, but I eat a lot of fish. What is the Wild Alaskan Company?
Oh, that's a company in Alaska, and what they do is they fish throughout their season, and then you can buy it. They flash freeze it so that it's sent to you frozen, and you can keep it in your freezer, and you know the source of the fish, because whatever you eat, if it's an animal product, you should know the source.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%, especially the way the oceans are, and with farm fishing, it's even worse. Emily Goldmears, thank you so much. We're out of time. The book is Optimizing Your Health, Emily Goldmears, Citizen Scientist. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side, and best of luck with your book. All right. Take care. Have a beautiful night. All right, that was Emily Goldmears, citizen scientist, research analyst, former attorney, and author of the book Optimizing Your Health. Highly recommended. Real easy to read. Super great information. And it's also got that helpful appendix, which is actually chapter 19. And that is all the time we have for this evening on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back at you tomorrow, Sunday evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, have a beautiful, wonderful, awesome, spectacular evening. I am Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidemen.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.